Hey, Pookies. Y'all listen. So there is an EBT food stamp SNAP benefit update. Remember when I told y'all that we have to recertify in December? Well, I'm told that from December 1st on out now, you have to recertify every month.
The federal government should try to cross-reference the individuals who are committing fraud with the individuals who are living on Section 8. If they're both doing those things, they aren't a citizen, just deport them, says his ex-user. Taking complete advantage of American taxpayers like this should be punished. And one of the biggest things happening right now is EBT fraud and all this food stamp stuff. It's kind of just getting out of control. As people are basically able-bodied, they get a bunch of Section 8, they just live on it because there's no checks and balances. They basically approve this for everyone. Then they get food stamps, which is to get thousands of dollars worth. I mean, I saw a video of a cashier saying how some migrants in America get like tens of thousands of dollars in EBT cash and money in their EBT cards. A lot of this stuff is kind of just getting out of control. I mean, it's getting to a point where people are literally filming themselves committing EBT fraud. How crazy is that? As this woman literally takes the label off of another item and then places that other meat item in an area that's not refrigerated. So, yeah. This is some pretty messed up stuff, and you kind of see why the current administration understands there needs to be some sort of checks and balances when it comes to EBT, because this is getting out of control, guys. People are straight flexing EBT fraud on social media like it's something to be proud of. Check out some of these videos right here.
So the state of Texas is banning the purchase of chips, soda, junk food, basically, with EBT. Mind you, the price for single ingredients for one meal will run you anywhere from $60 to $80. $60 is being generous. So I don't see, one, why that was any of their business, and two, why would they do such a thing when inflation is at an all-time high right now? And what about those people who don't have access to a home that can, you know, cook and stuff like that? Like, it just don't make sense to me, but hey, I guess we just gotta let them do what they do.
Don't be shocked.
People are stealing already in order to provide food for their children. I went to Walmart today and I experienced one of the most heartbreaking experiences I think I've ever had, honestly. There was this mother, she had four little babies with her. It was probably like 6, 4, 3, and 2, you know what I mean? But she was a really good mom. She was working, but she was not going to receive food stamps for this month. She made that very clear while she was standing in line. She was pleading that they would let her at least take a loaf of bread. So what I did is I took her shopping because I wanted her and her babies to have some food. I felt really fucked up. And the whole entire walk with her, she explained what happened and how her husband left her and how she basically had to provide for them all of a sudden out of nowhere when he was the sole provider and he basically left her with nothing and took everything that was in his name from her. So she was left with the babies with nothing. And every single time, I guess, she tried to go and get help, he would always end up finding a way to get that taken away from her. So, you know, obviously I stepped in. I bought her like $120 worth of groceries, you know, just something. That's all I could really provide at this moment. But I mean, they had security, like secret shoppers up there and everything. Like they were literally embarrassing her. They were talking to her, talking down to her like she was nothing. And of course she was a woman of color, so you know how that went. This in itself is a prime example of like how much we have to come together as humanity. We have to find a greater purpose. We are literally pushing our limits to be able to provide for our babies on a floating celestial rock, by the way, where you are paying to live and eat and drink something that is naturally provided for you anyway. Like, this shit is so fucked up, man. Just release the funds. I mean, literally billions of dollars, man. Just release them. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine how many families are going to be struggling going into the holidays. And that's the ironic part, dude. Going into the holidays, literally a time of the year of which we as consumers literally fill their pockets. Somebody make this shit make fucking sense, man. We have this materialistic mindset inside of us. It's just like imprinted. It's embedded inside of us. And we can't break free of it until we actually break free of the mentality of realizing that we don't need it. It's a want, not a need. We literally don't need at least 80% of the shit that we buy on a yearly basis. Stop consuming, start raising your vibrations, and start being a human to other humans as well.
If you get EBT, go ahead and call your card, check your balance. They gave out a portion of the money. So, Just wanted to update you on that.
Good morning, TikTok. So I might as well start posting because my life this year has been a tsunami, okay? So now we're going to get to today's story, which started yesterday. So, you know, mostly everybody got their stamps yesterday for the kids that's going to be out for 2 weeks. Evidently, the scammers know this as well. So why get to the grocery store after I check my balance and go get some things for the kids? Y'all, somebody stole my stamps. Literally. Y'all see it right here? And this is just some of them. It was 15 different transactions, okay? All in a 3 hours time yesterday, okay? So now, mind you, I'm up at the register. I see this nice older lady. I'm like, okay, let me be nice and thoughtful. It's the holidays. I got some stamps. Let me purchase hers. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. And da-da-da. So we get to the register and I'm paying. The lady walks out the store, y'all, with her stuff. And I swipe my card. The lady says zero balance. I was in shock, in awe. My kids stared at looking crazy like, Mom, what the heck is going on? Come to find out, a cashier was like, oh, yeah, this has been happening. People's stamps been getting stolen. I'm looking like, girl, what? Like, this is right before Christmas, and these kids finna be out for 2 weeks, y'all. I don't know what to do. I mean, I know what to do. I know I got to report it, but it's like, are y'all serious? Serious right now? Like, seriously? Seriously? They took my whole stack. Like, it ain't leave me nothing. Y'all ain't even leave me enough to get the kids some cookies to make for Christmas. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. But you know what? God is still good. And I know he's going to work it out. I know he's going to make a way. Because that's what he do. When things like this, crazy things happen, God always makes a way. Okay? I thank you, Jesus, for everything you do and you're going to do. But y'all be careful. If your stamps ain't got stolen yet, protect them. Okay? Because it is bound to come.
Trump done cut them food stamps off. Trump done cut them food stamps off. I can't call none of my damn sisters to get a couple of damn yams. I can't call none of my people to say, girl, let me get a couple of yams. Why was you messing with them? And I understand, you know, they tell me you need to get a job. I'm a working person. But most, a lot of people work, baby. And still need them yams. Still need them yams. Do you understand? I was so hurt when my people were like, man, you know, those food stamps this month. Cause he really cut them off. He really did away with food stamps. Like, what? Wow.
So, they say 2 million is getting cut off this month for the scamps. I'm about to go find out if I'm in that number, in that ratio.
BT getting ready to be shut down completely as of November the 1st. I'm seeing all of these videos, as I'm sure you all have, of people complaining saying that they're going to start stealing and don't say anything to me if I'm walking out of the store with a thing of groceries because I can't feed my children. I haven't seen one video of anyone begging for a job. I haven't seen one video saying, you know what? They about to cut off my EBT. I got to, y'all, anybody hiring? I haven't heard not one of those videos. Not one. You live in America, okay? And regardless of how you feel, you live in the land of opportunity, young lady. You live in the land of opportunity where not only if you can't get a job, even if you don't have an education, you can do gig work. You can go be a bartender. You can go outside and beg. You have opportunity after opportunity, even if you have a car. I just heard that people can do a DoorDash or something that they'll loan you a car. You get to rent a car to do that. There are too many opportunities here for you not to sit back and try to figure out a way to make sure you and your children have food. because you didn't make your children on your own. We're not even going to go there. And I'm not hating on nobody getting no EBT. We get people going through a tough time, but it's something for you to get a leg up in life. This is a handout so you can do better in life, not something that you should be living on. And I had a really good friend of mine at one point that was living on this stuff before. And I was like, hey, you know, why don't you try to pick up a skill set? You're not working. Why don't you try to do this? You're not working. Oh, no, they ain't going to never cut this off. They ain't going to never cut off my Social Security. And guess what's going on right now? They're trying to cut off their Social Security, trying to cut off their EBT. All of that is getting ready to change. If you have time and opportunity, and that's the thing, when you're on these different benefits, you have nothing but time on your hands. You're not just sitting there raising your children. It's not like you're homeschooling them because they're going to public school. They're becoming the public school and the and society's problem. While they're doing that and you're not working, you could have been trying to get some kind of trade. You could have been somewhere trying to learn how to day trade. You could have been, you know, getting a degree in something. I see too many women, especially single moms, out there that get these benefits and then they turn around, they become a nurse or they become a flight attendant. They do something with that time while they're getting those benefits. That's what they're for. That's what they're supposed to be used for. But again, y'all willing to go out there and go commit a crime? Not everybody's saying it, but a lot of people are saying it. All the ratchets are saying that they're willing to go and rob stores, take groceries out, but I ain't heard not one of them post one video begging for a job.
Remember how I told you the longer this government shutdown lasts, the worse it's going to get? Well, we are now 20 days into it, and worse is almost here for more than 40 million men, women, and kids who get food assistance from the U.S. government's SNAP program.
And an important role of the government is to provide that safety net for those with the least among us. Today, I think New York announced that they can't continue taking new enrollees because of the government shutdown in SNAP, in our food stamp program. We're going to run out of money in 2 weeks. So you're talking about millions and millions of vulnerable families, of hungry families that are not going to have access to these programs because of this shutdown.
That was the Secretary of Agriculture who said last week that by November 1st, an estimated 42 million Americans could be shut out of the SNAP program. Recipients just wouldn't get their benefits. Now, just to be clear, SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It used to be called food stamps. And it is the government program that provides food benefits to low-income families in order to supplement their grocery budgets. Now, according to the Agriculture Department, about 12% of U.S. residents receive SNAP benefits. And as of 2024, that SNAP benefit averaged about $190 a month. According to this letter, though, sent to all SNAP administrators in all states nationwide 10 days ago, if the government does not reopen, there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. The acting administrator of SNAP went on to say in the letter, in the interest of preserving maximum flexibility, state SNAP offices should not be sending out monthly issuance files to vendors. And without those issuance files, vendors cannot load SNAP benefits onto those EBT cards. And if the benefits aren't loaded onto the EBT cards, then SNAP beneficiaries don't have the money to buy the groceries they need. It's a ripple effect. So if you do receive SNAP benefits, what is this going to mean for you? Well, the fact is the government is shut down because, as I've been reporting, Congress cannot agree on how to allocate money to each government department. The Department of Agriculture is one of those government departments, and it oversees SNAP benefits. So until the shutdown is ended, legally, they can't spend any money, including on your SNAP benefits. Each state, though, is handling this differently. Some are doing exactly what this letter says and cutting off all November SNAP payments. Some are reportedly considering sending out partial payments in November, and it's also possible that your state may pay for the benefits upfront themselves and then try and get some kind of reimbursement from the federal government. But that is all in limbo right now. So if you are in this program and you are concerned about your November benefits, I highly suggest that you check your state's SNAP program website to figure out if there's anything you should be doing right now to prepare yourself. It's also possible, because of the shutdown, the Trump administration could do for SNAP what they say they are going to do for the WIC program and the 7 million low-income women and children who rely on that food assistance program. The White House said that it will temporarily use tariff revenue to pay for WIC. We will have to wait and see if they choose to do the same thing for SNAP.
As a woman, you should always have your own money. And part of the reason why is if you watch how a lot of these men are acting when it comes to this food stamp situation, and how a lot of them are very happy and excited because they think that it's about to put a lot of women in survival mode to the point where those women are going to need them. I don't know why any loser would want a woman who want them strictly off of survival. Right? She don't genuinely want you. She wants you because her food stamps got cut off and she need food for her house. Right? What type of loser are you to where that's a compliment? Right? That makes you feel good. That the only reason why you got chosen is because somebody need food in their house. I just want to know what make y'all men think that these women are single. A lot of these women to be getting these food stamps keep a man. They keep a pookie up in that house eating up that food that they buying with them food stamps. So I don't know what you talking about. You banking on them needing you? They already got a bum. They don't need to wait around for you to do nothing either. But that's really sad that you sitting around waiting and hoping that these women gonna be so damn bad, so bad off from not being able to buy food that they gonna just go ahead and choose you. That's sad. That is pathetic. I would hate to know that somebody only chose me because they ain't had no food in their house.
I was at the supermarket today and they were putting up the sign for Thanksgiving. And at my supermarket, you put in your phone number, we're accruing points toward a free turkey for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is not a thing for me. Thanksgiving was never a thing in my house. Growing up as a kid, we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. It was just a regular day. I don't eat turkey. But with everything that's going on, with people getting cut off from their EBT benefits, just everything is in shambles. So I don't normally take the turkey because for what? I haven't been able to find somebody to give it to, but if somebody needs a turkey, I will get the turkey and you can have the turkey. Because I'm not going to use the turkey, but if I can get a free turkey and give it to a family that needs a turkey, I will be more than happy to give it to someone that needs a turkey. What else are we going to do? I know there's plenty of other people that don't eat turkey, that might not celebrate Thanksgiving, but you can get a free turkey too. Get the turkey and give it to a neighbor, give it to a friend, give it to a family in need, donate it somewhere. Help each other out. But if I can get a free turkey and help a family, I'll take the turkey and I will give the turkey to somebody else. Help each other out.
I purchased one week's worth of groceries with my food stamp card yesterday, and kids asked to buy pizza, Papa Murphy's, whatever, cool, yeah, I don't want to fucking make dinner, let's fucking get it. And I go to check my card, my food stamp card, all of my money is gone, all my food stamp money is gone, it's gone. So I check, where'd it go? Where was it purchased? What the fuck? Some fucking Eurepia store in all the way in Aurora. That's literally 45 minutes from where I am now. 45 minutes. I don't even have the gas to drive that far to purchase food from whatever fucking store that was. So I call my food stamp office and I tell them, all my stamps are gone. What do we do? They're all gone. Well, they don't reimburse people anymore for stolen food stamps. It's like, oh, your card's compromised. You're gonna have to get a new card, but we can't issue the rest of the money. So now what? We're in December. It's fucking Christmas, and I have no fucking food stamps to buy my kids what they need for the entire month. We literally almost starved last month, waiting for us to even get the food stamps that we got. It's times like these I question, like, what did I do? What did I do to deserve the things that is happening? Like, no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard we push, it's just one thing on top of another fucking thing, and I'm tired! No, my neighbor's looking at me like I'm crazy, but they probably don't get it. Oh my god. trying to be calm so I could go back inside and make dinner for my kids. It's like I can't breathe.
It declined.
Uh-oh, not my car.
Oh, it declined. You want to try another car?
No, I want to try this car. I know
this
car.
What kind
of car is this?
What kind of car is
this? It's not even
P-Car.
It's been going through.
I will try to be in now. It's still declined.
I know you fucking lying.
You might want to call your car
because
it ain't working. It's declined.
I called this car before I got here. I just had one on me yesterday. What you mean? What's something be wrong with your screen or something?
Come on around here. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
You started, you know. Now this is bullshit right here. Hello, hello. Get a manager somebody. You need to find somebody quick. I know damn well I got money on my car. Come here, come tell her, because this car is declined. Somebody have to tell me something. Somebody have to tell me something. Yes ma'am, can I help you? She saying my car ain't work. Swipe again for me, man. It declined.
It's not working.
Oh, I got money on this car. I just checked this car yesterday.
Go outside and talk to Jesus about this, okay? You need some money for here.
No. Ain't nothing wrong with my card. I just checked this card. It had $300
You want to swipe it again then, ma'am? I'm going to let you swipe it till you get tired. Decline. Swipe again.
You know what? Don't even worry about it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Good day.
Why is she walking out here with her head down? Why she didn't get the groceries, bro?
My car the other day.
Mom, what groceries
is it? I can't understand what's going on. Why ain't no money on my car? These people not embarrassing me. I'm telling my head like something wrong with me, and I know money was on my car.
Mom, where the groceries?
Ain't no groceries.
What type of car? What was going on? They kept declining. The car kept. Let me speak to a manager or somebody.
You're gonna have to get somebody else on the phone. I don't give a damn. You could get Trump on the line as far as I give a fuck.
Did somebody scam your car?
What you mean? I just had money on the car the other day. I let the girl go to the store to get some candy and stuff from the car.
People called and they took pictures.
I just ran down through the transaction. My money just gone on my car like it just vanished. I don't know if a scammer or something got my money on my car, but I need my money on my car. I got children to feed.
Okay, so
hold on. They got my stuff at the register right now. Everybody now looking upside my head. I keep telling this lady, run my damn car, run my damn car, run my damn car.
So,
I don't damn know. It was on there the other day. I ain't spent no money on my car.
Mom, what type of car was it?
That bitch done hung up.
What type of car was it?
My Snap, my EBT.
Mom, they don't pay for groceries no more. We in November.
Say, I know
you did go in there and embarrass me. Hey. Oh my God.
Tay.
I'm thinking you turned somebody and stole your money off your debit card.
Do not be playing with me. Do not
Mom,
me
so I serious. Got, Trump could have.
They said the government was shutting down. They ain't said they were finna take the money that I already had.
Yeah, you can't use it. You probably still on there, but you can't use it.
Oh, that's bullshit. I want my money. Y'all don't give me some with them. That's Indian giver. You don't give somebody something and then take it back.
So, I won't eat tonight. I'm hungry.
Look like you're going to be hungry a lot.
No.
Look like you're finna be hungry a whole lot.
Ma, you went in there and swiped the EBT card.
Over and over and over and over and over a damn game.
Oh, God. All right. Lord.
One lady in there talking about, I understand as a mother, I try to help you. No, baby, I don't need no help. I got money on this card. I told her, go get a manager. I swiped that motherfucking card again. Ma'am, your card didn't decline. What? I know my card ain't decline.
He hungry. We finna be hungry.
I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Okay, I just want to show y'all some things that are EBT eligible. Ignore my hair. I literally woke up and just went and got this from Walmart. But, oh, it's falling. Okay, so cookies for Santa plate, reindeer treats, and a milk.
This is what it actually looks like outside the box.
This is so stinking cute. My kids and I are fixing to do these. There's so many different flavors in this. There's caramel, gingerbread, milk chocolate, French vanilla, double chocolate, toasted marshmallow, raspberry, cinnamon, and hazelnut. Harry Potter color-changing mug set. And it comes with hot cocoa.
So that's what the hot cocoa powder looks like.
It says color changing, but all it did was turn a brighter pink, so I'm not sure, and it kind of tastes like cotton candy.
This comes with a gummy pickle, pickle cotton candy, pickle hot sauce, and pickle chip chocolate bar. I don't know, but we're going to try it, and we're going to see. The bread mix comes with this. I love this, but this is for my sister in North Carolina. She's been talking about how she wants to make bread, but I don't know if she's coming down for Christmas. So they come with popcorn and a Krabby Patty gummy.
I got more.
I got four of these for my kids because I got these last year, but they ended up breaking. Obviously, it's got popcorn in it. They have like Stitch, Peanut, all kinds of other themes, but this was just substituted because I guess they're out of the like, Disney theme and other themes. It comes in a variety. So this is white cheddar, butter, caramel. I wanted this for decoration for my bookshelf because I have a bookshelf full of Christmas decorations right now. And it comes with Ghirardelli chocolates and stuff. So my kids are probably going to get this.
So this is everything that came in the sled. Chocolate covered pretzels. My kids are definitely going to eat that. I want it. Dark chocolate, sea salt, caramel, dark chocolate, raspberry, margarita, self is going to eat that, milk, caramel, premium, hot chocolate.
I wanted this for decoration too, for the bookshelf, and it comes with a mug, and it comes with some other treats. Kids are probably going to go through this really fast.
This is everything that came in this. Chocolate waffle, hazelnut flavor. Kids are gonna eat that. Peppermint bark, Ghirardelli chocolate. I'm gonna eat that. I love peppermint anything. This chocolate covered tartlets. I've never had those, so this came inside this shortbread fingers, all butter and hot cocoa mix. This chocolate cookie bar, caramel popcorn, cranberry waffle cookies, sweet and crunchy. I've never had that before.
That
sounds really good. And more than likely my kids will eat that because it looks like waffles. And it comes with this cute little mug. I love mugs. I love cups, mugs, it does not matter, tumblers. So I love when these little gift baskets come with these.
And I got this. Honestly, I got this. There are a lot more options for EBT eligible items, but I honestly just got the cheapest of everything because I don't want to use a lot of my EBT on items like this. At the end of the day, it's going to feed my kids still, and they got something out of it. And some of it's for the holidays, so such as the Cookie Santa kit. But they're all excited, and at the end of the day, they're happy.
Public service announcement to all my grocery store workers. In these coming weeks, mind your business. All right, I'm going to say it again now. Mind your business. This ain't your company. This ain't your money. Let them people get their groceries in peace. Thank you. Bye-bye.
More people making threats about not getting their EBT. You know, they should be, and more people are pissed off at Donald Trump renovating the White House than they are about Barack Obama building the ugliest presidential library that cost $850 million. But that was also from private companies, private donors, just like Donald Trump. And he built it in the south side of Chicago. I mean, they're going to be running away with that building like they were running away with paintings at the Louvre.
We got it. Let's go.
Yes, we can, baby.
Watch the rope.
For the leg. Push.
There it goes.
I mean, what's going on? You got to get in your groove and understand. We're falling apart, man.
I feel bad for whoever work at Walmart, Kroger's, or Myers. Close y'all self-checkouts. Maybe even better, get y'all some top-flight security at the door because people are about to walk out with their groceries. They not giving a no more. You telling me y'all close these folks' food stamps down knowing the holidays was coming up? These folks got to get stuff for their babies. These folks gotta get gifts and everything. And it's already bad. Already working two jobs, doing DoorDash, and doing this just to maintain to live. You cut they food stamps off. You cut Medicaid off. I would never understand that. And for the ones who voted for this man, y'all knew y'all was dead wrong. But I'm gonna tell y'all this now. The Lord is the only people we can revive on because it's about to be bad. It's about to be so bad. And I feel bad for people. I really do. Because how it's coming, you might want to have your groceries yourself. Because they're going to break in and get your groceries.
While more people go online to bitch about not getting their EBT, honestly, it just makes no sense to me, to you, to anybody with a damn brain.
Why y'all so worried about people losing their EBT? Like, not worry. I mean, like, people who are celebrating people losing their EBT, like, get a job and stuff like that. What does people getting EBT have to do with you? Like, what is it doing to you? Like, what is it taking out of your pocket? What is it? Your taxes and shit still going to be the same. So, what? Why are you celebrating somebody losing something that has no benefit to you? I'm lost.
At Walmart, without EBT, they're walking out with everything. Now?
The receipt. Oh, what do we have here? Oh, well, that doesn't look like that's on there, ma'am. That's not on there. Y'all. Well. I told y'all what I tell you. Anybody got receipts? Receipts, anybody? Oh, go. Are you fine? You fine. Get it out.
I am so irritated with this whole work requirement thing for food stamps for many reasons. One, child care subsidy has a waiting list. So basically your whole entire check goes to child care. And by the time you finish paying your rent, your electric, your gas, your car insurance, getting all the stuff for the house, like the toilet paper, you are stinking broke, right? Child care is like $250 a week per kid. Also, you know, I don't get food stamps, but there is no way that I would be able to pull that off. That's why I try to help, was trying to help so many moms get work from home jobs, like in the evening, like I do, because there's no way, there would be no way that I could pay for my three disabled kids to go to child care or after school care. So with able-bodied people, they can get food stamps 36 months. But they have to work a mandatory amount of hours, right? Basically, you got 3 years to get your life together and find another job. But what if you don't have the brain capacity? Like, a lot of people have learning disabilities, and all they can do is work at McDonald's. I have a friend that is, like, 2 points above being intellectually disabled on her psychological evaluation, and she can't get Social Security. But I don't foresee her being an RN anytime soon. She has worked at Chick-fil-A since our junior year of high school. She never had any kids or anything, but I don't know how people are going to do it, but all of it is just too sad. And people literally get a rise out of it. They get a rise out of people getting ready to go hungry.